Okay, let's get into the next perek. Tehillim perek Samach Dalet, 64. And this perek, though you read the perek and it is not clear at all, context of this perek. And if you look in the Radak says the Pshuto Shel HaPerek is also when David is running away from Shaul and maybe from some of the other enemies that he's trying to overcome. But there is a Medrash, and the Radak himself quotes this Medrash at the end of the perek. And Rashi quotes it at the beginning of the parak, that when David HaMelech says this Mizmar, he is thinking about Daniel. He is thinking about the future, the leader, not one of the leaders, but one of the representatives of the Jews in Nebuchadnezzar's court, in between time. Look at Rashi and Pasuk Beis. Mizmar zeh darshuhu ba'alei agadas tehillim al Daniel. Shehushlach leguf ha'arayos. We know the story that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The Yafen Nofel Kolashon of Mizmar Lagada. And the language of the Mizmar Rashi says fits to the story. Safa David Baruch HaKodesh Kol Am Orelo. David Melech sees the entire story that's going to happen with Daniel Venis Palelolov. And he davened for him. She Daniel Mizaro Haya. Because Daniel is from David Melech. Kamosh Nemer Lechizkiyo. Lechizkiyo was told, Omi Banecha Asher Tolid Yikru Vayusarisim Behechal Melech. Elo Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel, that these are David's descendants, so David and Melech Davins, like we find elsewhere, Parshas Vayechi, we find that Yaakov Avinu is davening for many of his descendants. So this is all based on Daniel Perek Vav. Daniel Perek Vav, remember the story, Daniel was in the king, Daryavesh. Daryavesh was the king at the time. Daryavesh Mada'a. The Perek starts off. That's one of those prakam in the middle, Daniel, that's written in the Aramaic. So Daryavesh Madah Kabel Malchusa, right? He was the one that was Malchus Kfar Shnin Shitin Vetartin, right? He was 62. He was 62 years old, and they had a good relationship. Shvar Kadam Daryavesh Vakim Malchusa Lachashtar Panaya Ma'av Esrin, and he was he had 120 officers under him, and above his officers there were three heads. There were three heads of the second tier officers, and one of them was Daniel. And the other two were very jealous of Daniel. So they figured, how can we get Daniel in trouble with the Melech? So what they do, they told the Melech, you know what would be appropriate for the covet of the Melech? That there's a rule. You're never allowed to ask anybody for anything except the king. Because the king is the one that supplies everything. So you make a rule. Whoever asks any other power for anything should be thrown to the lion's den. Can we make that rule? And the Daryavesh says, sure, sounds like a great rule. And after he signs it, he realizes, uh-oh. Or he was told, Jews daven. And when Jews daven, they're asking God for things. So now the officers are like, okay. So they got video cameras and they got Daniel davening. And they said to the Daryavesh, and again, you might have said just like, he's the king, he can do whatever he wants. But like in the Purim story, once there's a letter, a Xerah sent out, it's done. And this was the rule. The kol di yivei bo min kol ela ve'enosh ad yomin tlasin for the next month, lohin minach malka yisramei. Only in front of you, king, Lugov, Aryavasa, and whoever doesn't, will be thrown to the lion's den. And what happens, and they make the rule, and Daniel is caught, and he's mischanein, and he davens, and he's davening by the window, and that's the whole story, and ultimately he's thrown, and the Daryavesh says, I don't want to do this to you, but what can I do? And what do? They throw Daniel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, they throw Daniel into the lion's den. Badin Malka Amar, v'haisiv la'Daniel r'mol guba dir ayavasa. Ani Malka v'amal Daniel, elakach, an amazing line, right? Daniel, the Daryavesh says to Daniel, the God that you daven for, daven to, always, he should save you. He should save you. Wow. Right? The Gemara in Megillah says, Alti birchas hedyot kalabeinecha. Right? The birchas hedyot, this was like a bracha that he gave. And what happened? They put a big stone on the cover of the cave. V'chasma malka. And the king sealed it, be'izkasei, u'be'izkas ravrevanoi, dilashish neitzvob Daniel. And what happens? He went, the king went to bed, u'bas tvas. He went to bed fasting. V'dachvan lohan al kadamohi, and he didn't sleep. He didn't sleep, and he went quickly, ba'de malka b'shaf parbara. He gets up, and he takes off the stone, and Daniel is chai v'kayam. Daniel is chai v'kayam. He says, Daniel, Avid Alaka Chaya, Alakach Tiant, Palak Lebedira, Hechal Shevusach, whatever. He saved you. Saved you. And what the other officers say? They say, yeah, he saved me. But the other one said, no, they weren't hungry. So Daniel's the Darius says, really? So he throws all of them and their families into the lion's den, and before they even hit the ground, they are eaten up. That's the story. That's the story in Daniel in Perek Vav that we just got to Chazer, and now we have David HaMelech. We're talking about that event in the future. So Lama Naseach Mizbar LaDavid. Shema Elokim Koli B'Sichi Hashem. Listen. This is David HaMelech's koach. It shows also the power of our tefillahs. We don't even know where our tefillahs go. It could be that Hashem will take our tefillah and use it for our great-great-grandchild who's in a difficult situation. Right? David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh and he saw. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where our tefillahs are needed and he could use our tefillah for a different purpose. So that's what we have here. David HaMelech davening. So Hashem, listen to my siach. Mi pachad oyev titzor Chayai. From the pachad of the oyev, guard my, by the pachad of the oyev is, this might be the, other officers, this might be the lions, titzar chayai. There is another level of interpretation that Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, talks about this pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, where the pasuk says, again, Moshe Rabbeinu was reviewing Jewish history, as he did at all the beginning of Dvarim, v'esha'am tzav le'imar, atem ovrim b'gvol achechem ne'esav, ha'yashim b'se'ir, I told the Am that you're going past Esav now. The Yiru Mikem, you shall be fearful from them, v'nishmartem ma'od. And then they will be guarded. What does that mean? Mashamar v'yiru mikem v'nishmartem ma'od yesh lafarish. Says the very Yosef, apia metzius. There's a reality that if somebody feels that their back's to the wall, they fight harder. Shem echad misyarei me'asheni. Right, if the Rishon is scared of the Sheni's got to be really careful. Why? The one who is fearful will do everything he can that he doesn't falter. David was scared that David was going to take the king. He thought he was backed into the corner. So he fought tooth and nail. But he shall oyein as David. And that's what the Rabbi Yosef says is the pshat in the pasuk of Tehillim, our pasuk. Mipachad oyev. When the oyev is scared, titzor chayai, guard your life. Right, because when they feel their right lahavdil, when there's a team that has the up to the last game, so then sometimes they fight harder, right? If they're about to be eliminated. So here, when there's no choice, mipnei shehaoyev mispachid mimani, right? Mipachad oyev, when the oyev is scared of me, oz yisameis haoyev lasos li rak achal efshar. They're going to strive very hard. V'tatzur chayim mimenu, Hashem, save me. V'zeo, says the Bar Yosef, that's what's merumaz in the Torah, in the pasuk there. V'yiru mikem, they will be fearful from you. Hainu shebnei esav you yirei mikem. V'yiru mikem, so you got to be careful of that. V'mish partem ma'od. V'mish partem ma'od, he quotes that. V'yotzei lanu mizeh limed gam l'dorah, says the Bar Yosef, don't start up with the nations and make them scared of you. Again, this might not mean on a country level, but on a personal level. When the Jew, starts up with the people around him, then they stand up and get defensive and they fight back. There's a Ramban also. Meshech Chachma explains this, that there's a, when you besiege a city, the halacha is that you're not supposed to besiege on all four sides. Three sides. Leave one side open. Why leave one side open? Because of this, that they don't fight back as hard. So that's another level of meaning to me. Pachad oyev, when the oyev is really scared, tisar chayar, then I really have to be watched over. Tas tireini misod mireyim. Please guard me from the secrets of those mireyim, from those who are against me. Right, sod, because the secrets of the advisors of Daryavish did this without anybody knowing. They even pulled the wool over Daryavish's eyes. May rigshas pull the oven from the rigshas of those who do wrong. What's rigshas? What does rigshas mean? So if you look in the mitzudas here, inyan hakibutz, right? It's to the group. May rigshas from the gathering of Pauli oven. Save me from the gathering of Pauli oven. Again, we always have to watch who we are surrounded by and who is the gatherings that we are near. right? The Rambam says this in at least one place. The Rambam says we are influenced and we are mushpa from the groups that we hang out with, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says we are influenced by our friends, and by our friends might be on the other side of the world, but not just our friends, but all those around us, our neighbors. Derech Bir Yasso, says the Rambam in Perek Vav. Derech Bir Yasso Shal Adam. It's the natural way of a person. Lios Nimshach B'Deosav U'B'Masav. To be pulled in his opinions and his actions. Achareyav V'Chaverav. V'Noheg Keminag Anshe Medinaso. So it's like friends and colleagues and like who you're with in your country. L'fichach Tzorach Adam L'Eschaber L'Tzadikim V'Leishev Yitzel Chachamim Tamid. That's why a person always has to choose and be connected to tzaddikim and to sit with chachamim, so to learn from their actions. And to stay away from those wicked people who walk in darkness, so we don't learn from their actions. First pasuk in Tehillim. And the Rambam says, if you can't find a group, so go by yourself somewhere. So that's what the one shot here. David HaMelech says, save me, may Rigshas poli often. Rashi has a different shot of what Rigshas is. Rigshas, he says, is Shehe Misragshim Lavakish Lo Alilos Mavis. Save me from their excitement. Right? Hitrakshut. Right? May Rigshas poli often. Different shotim of what that is. Asher, what do they do? Asher Shonenu Kacherev Lashonam. Right? They are sharpening their tongues like swords. Right? This is all based on the Lashon Hara. Darchu chitzam davar mar. They use their arrows to say something bitter. Liros bamis tarim tam. To shoot, right, an arrow, yuria. Liros bamis tarim, in a secret way, tam, those who are simple and those who are innocent. That's what happened here, right? There's David, Daniel is innocent, and they shot an arrow. Pitom yoruhu velo yiro. They shoot it suddenly, velo yiro, and they're not scared. Right, that word pitom comes up later on. Right, it's mida keneged mida. If you skip for a pasuk ches, va'yorem elokim, Hashem's going to shoot them chet pitom. Right, it's going to be suddenly hayom makosam. That's going to be their makah. The word pitom has a lot of significance in Tanakh. The Chafetz Chaim makes a big deal about pitom. Right, the Chafetz Chaim. If you look Asifa Zakenim, that's the Chafetz Chaim's commentary. Not commentary, he puts together a number of commentaries on Kachim, and he reprinted it and worked on the Girsos, and in there you have a number of Mefarshim. It's like a Shita Mekubetzes on Kachim. You have the Berachas HaZevach and the Son Kachim and the Chog Nasan, a couple of Mefarshim. So he wrote a Hakdama to the Asif HaZakenim called Ma'amar Torah Or, which is basically about the importance of learning Kachim and the importance of hoping for Mashiach, all different topics of very important interest. So there in the 12th perek, he talks about this. He says, V'yal yomar ha'adam, t'kashu titzmach Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halo o yavu bashiach ve'ele v'asidim lagid lanu kol chachat. Don't say that you're going to, you don't have to learn any of this, and Eliyahu Novi will answer all of your questions. No, he'll only answer the questions, the sfeikus. Tishbi yataris kushis v'abayos. He's not going to tell you beferish what it says in the Rambam. Okay, but then the Chavetz Chaim says, and also, you should know, v'hine matzanu, because of it says in the end of Aloscha, v'yomer, Hashem pitom el Moshe el Aaron v'el Miriam. Hashem says, pitom, suddenly, to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Sluj lashtachem el moed. All of a sudden Hashem appears, and what does Rashi quote there? Miriam and Aaron were screaming, mayim, mayim, right? Meaning, because Hashem was showing them the surprise that Moshe Rabbeinu had to always be separated from his wife, because Hashem speaks to him all the time. But you're not used to it. Hashem did that dafka to teach them. So they came pitom, hakavana, shelafichach nigla aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu pitom, Hashem appeared to them suddenly, shemizeh yavinu, they'll understand, shetzadak Moshe shepir shmena isha, Moshe Rabbeinu was correct, kivan shelohaya yodeya imasa yedaber imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wouldn't know, he doesn't know when Hashem's going to appear to him, speak to him, hayetzorach lios, muchan betara kol shah, he had to be ready every moment. So you see the word pitom, says the Chavetz Chaim, it says the word pitom in Malachi 2, in the last parak of Navi. Sit Malachi Paragimel, it says, Pitom Yavo El Hechalo, Ha'adon Asher Atem Mevakshim. It's going to be suddenly. Again, it's a slow process, but at the last moment, boom, it's going to happen. V'kivan Shaha Yeshua B'higolos Kvodu Yisbarach Yeh Pitom, Lo Yeh Azman Lahachin Atzman Lavoda. We won't be able to prepare then. V'asher Alimud Hu Lo L'sha V'shatayim. And to learn all of Kachim and Zvachim and Menachis, it's not an hour or two. Kiyim L'kama Shanim, V'limud Halach Hilchas Avoda Lahalavim, Gamkein, Hayanisra, Chamishanim. The Levim had to work 5 years. like it says in Chulin. Uvepral Kohanim shezorach leita kol inyani hakodesh v'hamikdash. So you have to prepare because it's going to come pitom. So that's why here too, they suddenly try to take the element of surprise and catch Daniel. So Hashem is going to punish them in that way, pitom. We see here also that the lashon and the power of speech is emphasized in this parak, right? We have in Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, they make their lashon into cherev, into swords, right? Darchu chitzam, their arrows, davarmar. And let's continue. Yechazku lamo davara, right? They strengthen their evil words. Yisapru litzmon mokshem. They tell over, right? They speak litzmon to hide their stumbling blocks, right? Mokesh. Yezalan alana lamokesh. Right, what does that mean? The Mesudas says they thought that the king wouldn't realize. But Son of Lamar says Mesudas David, Sha'amru Eina Melech Margish Shakal Eitz Asam He Al Daniel. He won't know that the whole kavanah, the whole plan, is to get rid of Daniel as one of the three officers. They thought it would all be hidden. Amru Miir Alamu. They see who sees us. Yachbasu Olos. They'll search for excuses. Tamnu. They'll do more searching. Their searching ended when they came up with this plan. V'karev ish v'leiv amok. V'yorim, and here's the pasuk again. V'yorim Hashem chetz pitom hayu machosam. V'yachshilu aleim l'shonam. Again, their lashon. Their lashon was machshol. That yisno dedu kol roi b'am. Everyone who hears will be shaken. Will be shaken from what they heard. The Chafetz Chaim talks about also elsewhere. In his Sefer Chavetz Chaim Shmiras Halasha, but also they printed it in the Chavetz Chaim HaTorah, where he talks about how man is created as a Nefesh Chaya, and Unkelus, as we know, says on there Ruach Mamalala, a talking spirit. The definition of man is a talker. That's our power. Our power is with our Lashon. That's what makes us different than the animals, as the Kuzari says, Domeim Someach Chai Medaber. Medaber is on top. Medaber is our unique power that makes us different than the animals. That's why I remember if Schlesinger says in one of his Sfarim that on the way to curse the Jews, the donkey starts talking to Bilam. And the question is, that's an amazing nace. Right? The Mishnah Perek Yavo says Hashem had to make this nace, Pia Ason, at the beginning of time. Why didn't Hashem just have a Baskol go out? Baskol, Bilam, don't go curse the Jews! I don't agree, I don't want you, I'm not maskim. Why do you have to make an unbelievable nace with an animal talking? And the answer is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Bilam, you think you're on the donkey? If you're going to use the power of speech for negative, you're no better than a talking donkey. No better than me. And that's the message of that type of misuse of speech. And that's what this parak reflects in a number of psukim, that they're using their lashon for evil. They're undermining what their whole power is. And it's not just speech itself. There is, what's the root speech? A fascinating ha'ara. When man was created, as we just read, Ruach Mamalala, so he was given the power of speech. Who was he supposed to speak to? Adam was the only person in the earth, right, in the universe at that moment. So who was he supposed to speak to? He has this power of speech. Obviously, there's only one being that can listen, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of our essence to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of who we are. Part of our makeup. When Yitzchak Avinu in Shabbos Daf Peites is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how many years did Bnei Yisrael sin anyway? And you're going to punish them. So one of his tainas is that Hashem, some of their time, they're involved in their basic human needs. So basic human needs, you can't fault them for that time. What's listed there as a basic human need? Eating, bathroom, davening. Those are called basic human needs. That's part of our essence. And that's part of why the davening is what made these officers, you know, that's how they got to Daniel. Because they knew Daniel had a daven. That was his mahus, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they made this rule for his undoing. Vayiru kal adam, vayagidu pol alakim, but there will come a time, says David HaMelech, that everybody will fear, and they will say over the work, the handiwork of God, umaseyu is kilo, and they'll realize his meisim. Yismach Sadik Bashem, maybe he foresees the nace. Again, Daniel did not know about the nace before it happened, but David HaMelech sees it. Yismach Sadik Bashem v'chasabo, and find the protection in him. V'yishalu kol Yisraeli, and all those who are straight of heart will be mishala. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim about Daniel's actions, along with the actions of Elisha Bal Kanafayim and others, and that is, this is tefillah. So l'chora, Daniel knew the gzeira. He knew he would get in trouble, but he did it anyway. Is tefillah one of the big three? Yehari v'al-yavar? Okay, you can't daven to other gods. That's avodah zarah. But if you don't daven, right, is a mitzvah saseh, a bittul saseh, is that one of the big three? Right, is that allowed? So generally we assume not. So how could he have done this? Unless you hold like those Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, that you're allowed to volunteer a non-big three. You're allowed to volunteer. So that works for the Bali Atosfos. The Rambam says, no way. The Rambam says, the big three are the minimum and the maximum. And it's a Chil Hashem if you volunteer what you're not allowed to. Unless you say, the Kesef Mishnah quotes us, I think from the Nemuki Yosef, that if there are Yechidei Skula and the Dor Tzarich, so then maybe that, you know, that's, though, there can be exceptions. So maybe that was what Daniel was thinking. But again, Daniel is one of the stories in Tanakh that the Rishonim discuss how to fit into the, that halachic framework. Okay, this was Tehillim Perek Samach Dalet.